everyone. Welcome back to the sixth episode of Behind the Music, a feature podcast here at Radio Laurier, where I, your host, Abigail Heckbert, interview upcoming Canadian musicians and artists from across the country. Today's episode features Tanisha, an alternative R&B singer-songwriter from Scarborough, Ontario. All of her socials and music will be linked below, so go check it out and enjoy this episode. Peace!
So my name is Tanisha, and I am an R&B alternative artist from Scarborough, Ontario, and I've been making music for, I would say, like 10 or even 12 years, pretty much since I was really young. I was probably like 12 when I started making music, like singing. And I really just love the creation process of, you know, writing and telling stories and really dissecting, like, you know, what I'm feeling and expressing it through my music. So that's kind of like part of why I got into music. And yeah, since then I have founded a entertainment company called Not What You Expected, that is pretty much like my home base and where I execute like my creative ideas and create my music and release and just kind of like work with different creatives and executives to push my music. And so that is pretty much a little bit about me and how I started and where I'm at now.
That's awesome. So would you say that you've always kind of known that you were going to do music as a career?
I wouldn't say I always knew I was going to do music. I actually used to be super shy. And I still am to a certain extent, but before I wouldn't even like sing for anybody or share my music. I was super private about like everything. And so I've definitely grown in that and understanding that, you know, it's like my craft and like what I do now. For a little while, I was nervous to like do anything. But since I have been pursuing music, I would definitely say that it's definitely what I've decided to do. And like, I've gone at it full force since those days.
So what inspired you initially to make music?
I actually grew up in a children's choir, and it was called TC3, the Toronto Children's Concert Choir. Children's Concert Choir being three C's, so TC3. And that was where I really learned to perform and like sing and learned like harmonies and vocal arrangement. And I was super young at that time, but that was where I learned to do a lot of things. And so we went on tour when I was 18 to the Bahamas, and just like traveling, you know, to a different part of the world and being able to perform and connect with the people there and share the music we've worked on. It really inspired me because I was like, whoa, you can do music anywhere in the world and like people really connect with it. It doesn't matter like, you know, where they're from or what language even you speak, but music just resonates with people. And so when I was 18, that was like a huge transitioning moment for me because I was like, whoa, I want to perform and write music that can heal people and that I could take all around the world. So yeah, that was pretty much like a defining moment, I would say.
That's awesome. That sounds like it would have been a really fun experience for you. Do you have any artists or musicians that currently help inspire your sound?
I definitely love a lot of music. I would say I always grew up listening to Jasmine Sullivan, and she's currently like, you know, releasing some phenomenal music as she usually does. And that's really inspired me to be like my most honest, raw self when I'm writing. It's very easy. I feel when you do a lot of writing, when you're involved in like, you know, the music industry, to just like write and get into habit of like just making songs rather than to really tap into your truth and like what's affecting you at a certain point in time. And so I would say that Jasmine Sullivan has really inspired me to do that and like just be me unapologetically and like just go for it. But there's so many artists that have inspired me along the way. I would say like Lauryn Hill is one of them as well. For different reasons, like even Drake and how he executes his releases and like just his formula to music is incredible, I would say. And like there's so many.
That's nice. I definitely can hear some of those sounds in your music, and you do have your own, I would say, your own signature sound when it comes to a majority of your music, especially the stuff that you've released recently. But you kind of touched on it. Do you have a creative process when you write a song or a piece of music?
I for sure have a creative process. It changes, but the consistent parts of it are like I need an awesome engineer that is going to like understand the sound and be able to vibe with me, if that makes sense. That is huge. Also just production. I love creating from scratch with producers. So it's always better, you know, to get on a virtual session or in person is always the best, but just to be able to create from scratch. I can write from just receiving production and just doing my thing, but it's always better when you can like create that vibe from the beginning. So that I would say is my favorite creative process, but I love effort. So even when I'm working with other songwriters or other creatives, I love people that are willing to explore and, you know, push the needle in different directions and kind of figure out what works best rather than just doing the same thing or whatever. And so that is always something I try to bring to every creative session is like, how can we do something different? Or how can we, you know, make the best out of what we're doing?
Always mixing it up is nice as well, even though it sounds like you have a really good foundation for songwriting. Your latest single is called Money on My Mind. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's like and how it was like to write?
Yes. So Money on My Mind came to be because just working a lot in terms of like, you know, creating music and, you know, running a business and being, you know, a Black woman occupying space in life is a job. And, you know, in that you get caught up in a lot of things and a lot of like, you know, just like, you know, relationships or business transactions or whatever it is. And you forget to like, just live your best life for you instead of like chasing all these things and doing all these things. So Money on My Mind is pretty much about the fact that, you know, money is on my mind. I always got to get things done. But at the same time, like I'm living my best life and I don't have time to be, you know, interrupted. And so that is my whole mood right now for 2021. I'm excited. I have a video coming out for it, a music video. And it was just a fun time. Like it was a fun song to create. It's produced by Yogi, the producer, and he is incredible. I've worked with him on a lot of different songs that I've worked on throughout my journey. So I'm excited for Money on My Mind because it is my actual mood. And it was an awesome, dope record to create. So and I had an awesome time shooting the visual as well. So I'm excited for everybody to see it.
That's awesome. So what was it like to record the video for that?
It was actually, so I recently relocated to BC in Vancouver and from Toronto. And so it was like the last thing that I shot before I left. And it was just awesome to shoot in my city and be able to, it was like at night. I'm not going to like tell you everything, but it was honestly really fun. I shot it with Sean Diamond, who is an awesome creative photographer and videographer that I work with. And like I got there and it was just like a vibe already, and I was like, whoa, this is my video shoot, like whoa. And I just had like a lot of like my close friends there, and so it was a vibe to like get to work with everybody. And it was like during COVID as well. So it was like a super small set and outside, but it was cool to like, you know, through masks, get to like reconnect with everybody outside for the first time. So it was a vibe. I'm excited to like have everyone see it.
That sounds like it would have been really fun to shoot. Do you have a set date for it to come out? Or are you guys still planning it?
It is going to be releasing soon, I believe on August 1st.
Sweet. So in comparison to Money on My Mind, you have another song called Deep Down. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to write that and what that song is about?
Deep Down is a little bit more of a personal record in comparison to Money on My Mind. They're both super personal, but Deep Down is more like, I feel like we're in a generation where we're very like detached and like afraid to put ourselves out there or to love or connect on a certain level, just based off of like, everyone's like, nah, I'm good. I'm Gucci. I don't need nobody, independent, like all that. And I'm pro like independent. I'm like one of the most independent people, but I also like lean on others, and like it also takes a team to do what you do. And I feel like when we all look at ourselves, like deep down we all need somebody or like have a bond in whatever way with another person. And so deep down kind of is me looking at myself like, okay, deep down you're scared to do certain things or to put yourself out there in certain ways. And also looking at other people that I've like maybe connected with or in my life and kind of seeing those things in them as well. So it's like a reflection song, you know. I was reflecting, I was hoping that others would reflect. I also worked with a super all-star group of creatives that on that record. Navon did like, you know, awesome vocal arrangement and vocals and just like his thing on that record. As well as it was produced by Yuri Kohler, who's like a dope engineer and producer as well. So it was a vibe to create and to be in the studio and to work on. It was just like a pleasure. I put it out and a lot of people really vibed with it, and I felt the love and I felt the connection between, you know, the message I tried to put out there and what people got from it. So I was excited. So yeah, Deep Down is definitely a personal one for me.
It's a really beautiful song. Your vocals on it are quite powerful, and I think it really resonates with the sound. How did COVID affect you as an artist? Did you see it as a bit of a roadblock, or did it open up pathways for you to be creative with your sound or your music?
It was definitely a challenge. I think in the beginning, I was very like, okay, this is okay. We're just taking a pause. It's really allowed me to slow down and, you know, spend more time with family and do, you know, the things that, you know, sometimes we overlook when we're chasing after, you know, a dream or things. So at first I was like, okay, this is okay. But like by now, it definitely took a toll in terms of, you know, doing sessions and things virtually versus connecting with people. And also just like at a point, recording in like studios were not mandatory in Ontario. So that, like, I have a recording studio with Not What You Expected, our label. And so that, like, you know, being a drastic shift as well. So it definitely was an adjustment period, but it wasn't all bad, I would say. I mean, considering the world circumstances, it is not good. But I mean, it was like we're human, we're very adaptable. So we will find ways to you know, shift certain things. So I would say it's a learning curve for sure. It wasn't easy. Even like mentally, you know, not being able to connect with, you know, family or, you know, business as easily, or just like friends and, you know, life as easily as you could, you know, is definitely an adjustment. I also have like a lot of, you know, little ones in my family that were like not able to go to school and doing school virtually now. So that's an adjustment. It was a time, but I definitely am excited for the present and for things to, you know, go back to, like, it's never going to be the same, but some sort of, you know, advancement.
Yeah. Going back to normal just a little bit, which is very nice. And I'm sure everybody is excited to get back. But speaking of kind of moving back to a type of normality, what were your performances like pre-COVID? Did you get to do a lot of shows before everything kind of shut down? What was that like for you?
I love performing. That is something that I've done. I would say I started performing independently. I threw my first headlining show in 2016. And I have been honestly blessed to perform on numerous stages. And that is like a different aspect than recording. It's a different love, you know, hearing other people like singing your songs and connecting with your music, or like being super excited to meet you. Those were things that I never fathomed. Like, I just always made the music and I was like, okay, if this sounds like a vibe to me, then I'm like, okay. But I never thought like past that. So like, you know, having those experiences really shifts, you know, you understand that you make music for more than just you. And so that experience is really always very like exciting and important to me. I'm excited to perform now. It's been a long time, but performance is something that I always push in my artist development programs and just period in life. I'm always like rehearsing, even if there's no show, because that is a different way of expressing the music than when you're writing it. When you're writing it, you're still in your head and thinking about what you're going to say and how it's going to go. Even when you're recording it, it's like, okay, cool. Does this sound good? Is it whatever? But when you're on stage, it's like the music's done. So now it's how you like express. And so that's just like something that I'm always excited to do. It's a little bit different virtually. I did do a virtual show this year though. That was awesome. It was Everbloom Waveland Festival. And that was an awesome experience, but I'm excited to do more.
That's awesome. It sounds like you're really passionate about performing in front of a live audience, which is really nice. Do you have a favorite venue or place to perform at?
I would say the venue that I have performed at the most often and have had an awesome time there is the Drake Hotel in Toronto, the Underground. I've performed there a lot of times. I did my first headlining show there and like any headlining shows after that. So that's one of my favorite places. But also right now I'm looking to explore and performing outdoors and festivals. That's something that I've always like dreamt of doing. Like, I want to perform like in huge stadiums. So that's like where we're going.
That's nice. I feel like Vancouver is a good spot to do festivals and outdoor shows. They have a lot of different places that you can go. Yeah. Speaking of performing live, if you could tour with any artist or musician, who would it be and why?
Oh, I've never gotten this question. I would say my favorite performer is Beyonce, but I also don't. Yeah, like Beyonce is like everybody I feel should want to have the Beyonce standard when it comes
she's truly an entertainer.
Yeah, like, if I'm doing this, I'm doing this for real. So I'm going to have to say Beyonce. But yeah, there's so many artists like I love and I would love to like be a part of their tours. I actually started in music by singing background vocals and like going on shows with artists. So like, that's so exciting. So it doesn't even matter what I'm doing. But like, if I'm performing and like, I want to do it with another artist, it would have to be Beyonce.
That's awesome. I would say that's a great choice. All right, to wrap up, is there any advice you'd like to give to your fans, the people listening, about pursuing their dreams?
Yes, my advice is always to be yourself, be your most authentic self. And you're obviously always going to have to take, you know, lessons and learn things and grow. But I've learned that you can do so much when you believe in yourself, but then you'll also do so little when you don't believe in yourself. Like when you are searching for like outside affirmation or like, you know, confirmation before you have given yourself that cosign, nothing works right. But like when you believe in what you're doing and you really like have thought things out and planned it out and you're ready to like execute and do you because you're proud of you, there's like nothing you can't do. And so that is like, it's like, I know it can sound cliche to some people, but like that was like the honest, the only thing that I was able to do to make that switch from being like super shy and like unsure or like, you know, needing to verify with others before I like asked a question or did something to like when I believed in myself and like understood that like I had worth and like things to offer and my opinions and thoughts or ideas were valid, then things can move. So that would be what I would say to like any like little girl or little boy growing up and like wondering about things is like, be you.
That's awesome. I couldn't have said it better myself. Awesome. So thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you and thank you for having me and for vibing with me and listening. It's been a pleasure.